Hello and welcome. It's our number four. Our number four of our radio program. Thumbs up or thumbs down to a conspiracy theory that Major League Baseball's ownership side has been working behind the scenes to fundamentally change the way starting pitchers are used in a cost-cutting measure. We'll give you the facts as we know them, and you can decide for yourself. We'll get to that right now in our number four. So you got Bigfoot, JFK, Elvis, and that frozen envelope in the NBA. What do they all have in common? Great conspiracy theories, right? There's one in baseball right now. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are together in the air everywhere as we fork out the dough, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the store. Come on in, the toy store. The Fox Sports Radio studios in the North Woods. We'll have Benny versus the Penny coming up, picking that Thursday NFL game in a jiffy. We look forward to that. Our lead this hour comes from baseball. We are not going to break down the baseball games again. We did that earlier, but we will tell you the Astros and Red Sox. Houston now one win away from the World Series. There is controversy, though. Are the Astros cheating again? And this is not the conspiracy. But Framber Valdez had some stuff on his forehead that did not appear to be sweat that he kept rubbing every time he got a new baseball. And it's not just overnight talk show hosts that are connecting the dots. It's a former MVP of the National League Championship Series, a former MVP of the American League, among those that are pointing the finger. So baseball doesn't care if the team in Houston cheats. The Braves, they went up 3-1. This is a game I was at last night, the Dodger-Braves game in Los Angeles, a domination situation, as the Atlanta Braves have found the Bambino, Eddie Rosario. Unreal. This guy is insane for the Atlanta Braves. And so the Braves, one win away from the World Series. They were up one win away from the World Series last year, and they choked. It would be one of the more shocking developments if the Dodgers come back. They lost Justin Turner. He's out for the playoffs now. Their pitching staff is tattered. They've had as many pitching changes as hits in the National League Championship Series. I'm not kidding. I'm not making that up. The LA Dodgers have made as many pitching changes. They have one pitching change for every hit they've gotten. So Dave Roberts should change pitchers as much as he can, because for every pitching change, they get a hit. Even Steven. Just like that. All right. So our lead, though, comes from Conspiracy Theory Town. Going to take a trip on the boat to Conspiracy Theory Town. Major League Baseball has systemically worked behind the scenes to devalue starting pitching. And this postseason is as great as it can get. I mean, it's never been better. Baseball's been working on this for years, but this is the Mona Lisa when it comes to conspiring to devalue the pitchers. And I realize I'm saying this after Framber Valdez pitched a dominating 8 innings, the first pitcher to go 8 innings in the postseason for the cheating Astros, with a wink and a nod to those that are saying that there was something on that forehead of his that was not kosher. But that's the exception to the rule. The theory is pretty simple here, that the ownership side in baseball has made it a point of emphasis to balance the books by neutering the value of starting pitching. And they've been doing this slowly, and now this is, as we said, the fruit of their labor. So let us discuss the question. You're going to go thumbs up or thumbs down to Major League Baseball working behind the scenes, the ownership side, to fundamentally change the way starting pitchers are used. Thumbs up! No. I'm going thumbs up. I got my tinfoil hat on. I see Elvis working at the taco shop over there. Bigfoot's in the back. I'm ready to go, man. I'm all about it. All right. So now we've got Eggs, Ernie Harwell, and Roadmap. And we'll combine all these things together. So to lead off, To me, there is no debate. Now, you can question how deep the conspiracy goes, but there is no debate that baseball as an industry has rearranged the very setup of the game. Right? Baseball had always billboarded starting pitchers. They tried to make it like a heavyweight fight, that it was your starting pitcher versus the other team's starting pitcher, and whoever had more testosterone and more machismo could go further in the game, your chances of winning were better. And the change, though, is palpable. It is. The data backs it up. I read this earlier. From 2011, almost 66% of all starts went six or more innings in 2011, 10 years ago. This year, 36%. It's down 30% in a decade. A 30% decline in something that used to be semi-regular. And I recall in 2011, people were mocking pitchers saying, why don't they go longer in games? Why are they shifting to this bullpen thing? What's going on with that? Explain that to me. Now, is this just a coincidence or a sign of something more nefarious? What came first, the chicken or the egg? What came first, chicken or the egg? Well, I'm going Illuminati. Baseball as a business. I buy the fact that there are people with their tentacles out behind the scenes here that are artificially lowering the value of starters. Spoiler alert, by the way, science claims that eggs have been around way before chickens. So the chicken or the egg argument really is no argument, that eggs have existed way before chickens. So the egg came before the chicken. Anyway, here's how I think it went down. I think it started harmlessly. You had some penny-pinching teams like Oakland and Tampa Bay, and they hired super nerds, and the super nerds came in, and they were like, all right, this works. We can't afford top-notch starting pitching, but we can compete with the big boys, and we can do it this way, and we can save money, and we don't have to pay out a big bag of cash, and so that's the way to do it. So I think that's how it started, but that's not how it's ended. All right? Furthermore, October, this month, October baseball, with a cool briskness in the air, this used to be the time that was defined by the starting pitcher. Playoff baseball. Back in my day, the legends were defined and confirmed. Playoff baseball. Remember when I was a kid hearing stories about Sandy Koufax and the players, or Bob Gibson. Hell, I remember as a kid watching Jack Morris absolutely dominate in a Minnesota Twins uniform against the Atlanta Braves. Curt Schilling, the bloody sock game for the Red Sox. He had some big starts for the Phillies and the Diamondbacks. A great postseason performance. He should be in the playoffs, Schilling, just because of his playoff games. More recently, Madison Bumgarner. I hate to do it. He's a hated Giant. But Madison Bumgarner, dominating. Just owns you. Owns you. You can't stop him. That was their time. Their time to shine. Well, baseball's taken the shine away from the starting pitcher. They have. It's all in the past tense. We are all, like Ernie Harwell used to say, the old Tiger broadcaster, standing there like a house by the side of the road, and we watched it go by. We watched the starting pitcher go by. It's, again, it's something that is real. Ron Darling, if you're watching the Dodger game, Ron Darling mentioned on TBS that starters are averaging 69 pitches. 69 pitches per game in the playoffs. Now, those numbers are clearly skewed because there's a lot of bullpen games, but still, 69 pitches. Now, what is it? Maybe three innings or something along those lines? I mean, depending on how many pitches you have to work per inning, usually I think the average is like 12 pitches an inning. If you're 12 to 15 pitches an inning, let's say. So, okay, do the math on it. It says 15. So 15 pitches per inning. And so that's four innings. That's about four innings if you don't have a long extended inning. And it's crystal clear. You connect the dots. Connect the dots. A starter during the 2021 postseason has gone six or more innings 21% of the time, 12 out of 56. But wait, there's more. A grand total of two starters have gone through the full order three times. There's a saying in baseball these days, you can't go through the order a third time. You can't do it. Only two have done it. One of them was last night, Framber Valdez, who we think might have been putting some funny stuff on his forehead. Look at the evidence of the cheating Astros. And Logan Webb of the Gigantes back in game one of the NLDS against the Dodgers. That's it. That's the list. All right, last thing here. So to continue the train of thought here on the conspiracy. All right, so Major League Baseball owners, what they're doing is following Roger Goodell's roadmap. So I'm going to bring football into the chat. There was a time, it was before my time, but there was a time the highest paid player on an NFL team, it's going to blow your mind, was not the quarterback. The highest paid player on an NFL team in a number of cities was the running back. O.J. Simpson in the late 70s, was the highest paid player in the NFL. I think he was on the 49ers at the time. And Walter Payton with the Chicago Bears was at one point the highest paid running back in the NFL. Now that's slowly weaned away to the quarterback, but it's really within the last 15 years that NFL front offices have gone in cahoots with ownership and castrated the running back position. Derrick Henry is the unicorn. He is the exception to the rule. The exception to the rule does not negate the rule. Most teams have decided the running back position is an interchangeable position. It's a greyhound position. You have a lot of different players at the running back spot. And that's the same thing that has now happened to starting pitchers, is it not? Like running back, you had to have a great running back. You could not succeed. You couldn't be considered legit if you didn't have a stud running back that could carry the ball 30 times a game and get you 100 yards a game, and that was how you won. And there was a time in baseball, like 5 years ago, where if you had a great starting pitcher that got you into the seventh inning, you were going to win. Just the way it was played. Not anymore. So it's the same thing. The starting pitchers are now the same treatment the running backs got. It's the same thing. Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. I've got my tinfoil hat on. I have it on. So that's just the way it is. They've been able to remove the testicles from the starting pitchers, and seems like the pitchers are okay with it. They like it. And baseball's like, it's the daily double. Daily double! Daily double. They claim it's out of an abundance of caution to protect the long-term health of the pitchers, while it's also protecting their pocketbooks. They don't have to pay. Why would you ever pay $35, $40 million for a pitcher? Gerrit Cole of the Yankees is going to be the answer to a trivia question. He's got to be the last starting pitcher to get that forever contract. Why would anyone do it? So I like the Dodgers. They have a lot of good young pitchers. Julio Urias, Walker Buehler. I wouldn't pay them because you don't use them the way you would pay a $30 million pitcher. There's no point. Just sign a bunch of good relief pitchers that are all around the same area and they all have the same skill set, and that's that. And call it a day. All right, it's Ben Maller's show on Fox. We'll take your phone calls at 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. If you would like to be part of the show, you can join the fun. Also, send me a message on Twitter at Ben Maller. And if you want to look on Instagram and Facebook, we had a very nice member of the Maller Militia, Rachel in Montebello. Our friend Rachel sent a very sweet present here, a gift basket, giving us all kinds of muffins and cookies and brownies and all kinds of wonderful stuff for Halloween. So, thank you, our friend Rachel in Montebello, friend of the show.
Dilly Dilly.
A well-respected member of the Maller Militia, and she's in the open. Pretty much every open we have is a drop from Rachel in Montebello.
Starting, I swallowed.
Yes. Well, the brownie. She had the brownie, or was it the muffins? Some kind
muffins,
of
muffins. Good muffins.
You like the muffins?
Yeah.
It's a solid muffin.
Solid muffin.
It's a good tasty muffin, right? Come on.
Good tasty muffin.
There's a nutty one, though. I haven't had that. Is that it? Has anyone had that? A bite of that one?
Yes, banana nut.
Banana nut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good.
Good. Yeah. All right. My wife tells me that when the bananas go bad, just make banana muffins.
Oof.
Banana bread. That's what you do. No?
Good idea.
It is good. All right. We got Benny versus.
I disagree with you and your monologue, by the way.
Yeah. You're wrong. You're free to be wrong. Well, how could you disagree? It's a strategic effort to cut salaries. Same thing the NFL's done with the running back position. Same thing.
Nah.
The running back in football, the starting pitcher in baseball.
Just a lot of contributing factors to why that's happening.
Yeah. To keep salaries down is one of the factors.
No, teams like the Rays are to blame.
I said that. Opener. I said the Rays and the Athletics. And
then the fact that
baseball endorsed it. Remember the Brewers when they did that bull crap against the Dodgers in the playoffs and they started a guy and took him out?
What's the baseball? Every team in baseball pretty much has embraced analytics, and that's why it's the other fact.
Not me. Conspiracy. You're bad radio instincts on this one, Roberto. Bad job. All right, straight up. Benny versus the Penny. We'll have Puck the World with Eddie. We got Fact or Fiction later in the hour. We'll get to it all, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Nothing good happens after midnight unless you listen to the Ben Maller Show. Join the fastest growing club on Fox Sports Radio. Follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. On Facebook, it's facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And on Instagram, it's at Ben Maller on Fox. And you can add your touch to weekly show bits like Ask Ben and Lame Jokes. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
And again, if you want to see what we've all been eating here, I'm fasting, but I will take a bunch of these delicious treats home there, the gift basket. Have you had anything, Eddie, out of the basket? What's in the basket, Eddie? What's in the gift basket from Rachel?
I have not tried anything yet. I will.
Why not?
Made me sleepy.
Yeah, I saw. There's nothing I like better as a talk show. So you look across and Roberto, it's like hollering James over there. What put you to bed, man?
The muffin. Yeah.
Muffin will do it. It's a powerful muffin. It is. Coop, what have you had, Coop?
I've had... What's so funny, Roberto?
What hasn't he had?
Because anytime we get food, Coop always examines everything from all angles.
He does. I've only had two things out of the basket. I think it was a cinnamon sugar muffin.
Okay.
And that was delicious.
Yeah.
And then I also had a peanut butter cookie. And that was fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there better be cookies there when I take some, because that's what I'm going for. I'm going for the cookie.
I might have to try a banana nut muffin, because Roberto talking about it makes it sound good.
Well, don't you like brownies though? There's a lot of brownies. Oh, you like different brownies. You don't like those though.
I don't like those kind of brownies either.
Oh, okay. All right. Taking an anti-brownie position.
Yeah, I mean, as far as the special brownies go, edibles are just too intense for me.
Too intense.
Yeah, it's a different kind of You know.
So I think if I were ever to do weed, it would be brownies.
Do weed.
Yeah. Mary Jane. You know, Mary Jane.
Looking like an old man.
I'm not cool like you kids. No.
No, it's dangerous because, I don't know, it's just hard.
Because you keep eating and you don't know how much you've eaten.
Exactly. Yeah, and then next thing you know, you're like freaking out on the couch. You're like, oh, God.
Yeah.
So I don't really mess around with that. And then as far as like regular brownies go, I don't know. I'm just not a huge chocolate fan, and some of them are super chocolatey.
Yeah. I'm moody with my chocolate. I am moody with my chocolate. And also, there's photos if you want to see on Facebook and Instagram. I ran into Fox Sports Radio Alumni Association member Tom Looney, who was at the Dodger game last night.
Who?
The great Tom Looney. Who gave me the worst possible real estate advice you can give another human being. I'd saved up. No, seriously.
I saw that you labeled him as KABC's.
Yes.
Tom Looney. I don't know.
Looney works. He's a newsman now.
Oh, okay.
Can you imagine having a news anchor named Looney? How great is that?
This is news to me. I didn't know
he does. He's working over there on the weekends. He's been doing that for a while.
Okay.
Yeah. We caught up telling old radio stories and all that, so it was good to see him. We did not talk real estate, but Tom Looney, I'd worked in radio, saved up every dollar, had a nice apartment in Hollywood, living the single life. No women would touch me. I saved all my money. Didn't spend any money on anybody, and I was saving up. And this house came available. I was thinking about buying it. I said, you know, I'm gonna wait. You know, I think the housing market's a little messed up now. Looney talked me into it right in 08 before the housing bubble burst, and I'm still underwater on that. Let's go to the phones. Uncle Mo is cashing in a golden ticket in Brooklyn. If I punch up the right line, that would help. Hello, Uncle Mo.
That's right. Good morning, Pastor Ben. How are you?
Thank you. That's Rabbi. It's actually Rabbi. Welcome here to the congregation.
Racist.
Yeah.
All right.
To the temple. We're in the temple.
Correct. That's where Regina and Doc Mike are getting married, I guess. I had a point on Deshaun Watson, but on your baseball point, it's interesting because we just had a team win the World Series a couple of years ago, and they had maybe one or two good guys in their bullpen. They had the worst bullpen ever, probably, to win the World Series. The Nationals won the World Series, and they only had Daniel Hudson and Sean Doolittle in their bullpen. And
yeah, but if I remember, the Nationals bullpen actually pitched pretty well in that postseason. They
just had a bunch of starters come out of the bullpen, basically. They had
that's what everyone's doing. The Red Sox, the Dodgers, all these teams are doing that. They on the day off when they throw on the side, they just put them in the game for like an inning.
Yeah, I like the old way. I'm 26 years old. I like the old way.
You're an old soul. You're an old soul, Uncle Mo.
Sure. Yeah. Yes. Now, I didn't hear what you said on Deshaun Watson before. I'll hear it on the podcast later.
Yeah.
But I find it just interesting because if John, not saying that John Gruden should coach in the NFL again, if John Gruden decided, if a team gave John Gruden an interview to coach in the NFL, there would be such an uproar in the sports media. And all he did was say things about women and gay people and whatever.
Oh, yeah, I think he hit the trifecta. I think any group he hit on that.
Understood, but it was words. This guy actually did actions against women, and you will not hear a single word from anybody in the sports media about Deshaun Watson playing in the NFL again. And the only actions we have from John Gruden is actually somebody was willing to be the first one to come out as a gay player on his team. And Deshaun Watson, you will not hear a word from the sports media.
Yeah, which is
about
actually
playing in the NFL again.
Well, you get public, private, and all that, but it's actually a vote of confidence for Gruden that player on the radar. He felt like, hey, this, you know, I can play, and I'm not gonna. My status is not going to be ruined because of this. And anyway, all right, Uncle Mo, thank you, buddy. Appreciate that. There you go, and you can go back, hear the podcast. Did a full Maller monologue, hour three, on that. Let's go to Steve in Minnesota, who's next. Hello, Steve. You're on the Ben Maller Show.
How you doing? You know,
yes,
the chicken before the egg thing. You know, no. First off, meat is before matter.
No, but science, you know? I read this on one of those dopey science websites that they determined that eggs, not chicken eggs, but eggs in general were around way before chickens existed. So eggs.
I seen that too, but then I also seen that chicks can't even break outside their shell unless they have help from a parenting chicken. Which means if they were born in an egg, they ain't going to get out of there.
Well, wait
egg.
A minute. What if there's a super chicken? What if there's a super chicken?
There, you just said it.
The chickens have become weak over
break
time.
Break out that egg.
No, hold on a sec. Now, wait a minute. What if there was the super chicken, and then over time, the chickens became weaker, and then they needed help. They got lazy. They became lazy chickens, and they needed help from other chickens. No, you're laughing,
that's
but
good.
Like a human, we're lazy, right? Maybe the chickens are lazy too. How about that?
But you know, besides the tadpole, there was nothing else that's changed from its original form. Because I'm not bringing up religion and all that shit. But
no, you can't. I like how. Thank you, Steve. I like how.
Get that funky chicken and rumble. Get that funky chicken and blow your mind. See you later, Ben.
That's an underrated soundbite. We need to play that more, the funky chicken. That is outstanding. Play it again, Roberto. Play it again. Give me the funky chicken.
Get down, funky chicken and rumble. Get down, funky chicken and blow your mind.
Oh, that is great. Is that our guy in Ohio that did that? I think it was, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that's great. Wow, that's outstanding.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alf the Alien Opiner from Springfield, Mass., home of the Pro Basketball Hall of Fame, where Muffet McGraw is enshrined. He says, "You keep knocking them out of the park, Ben. No wonder why they call you Benny the Bopper. Art Bell would be proud. Art Bell would be proud. Keep these conspiracy monologues coming."
Who?
It feels like the good old days when I listen to Coast during the week and you on the weekends. Well, thank you, Alf. I appreciate that. Art Bell, the greatest that ever did it on the overnight.
Never heard of him.
Well, you're bad at radio. Old radio people. Super. He's gone now. George Noy does a fine job also. Supermarket Steve writes in and says, "Didn't you, Roberto, just agree with Ben when you said that the teams are embracing analytics? Wasn't analytics developed to replace expensive players with cheap ones by Billy Beane and the Athletics?" Yeah. Roberto, this weekend you got to go watch Moneyball. Okay.
I seen Moneyball.
Oh, really? Time now for Benny versus the Penny, and we'll get to Eddie with Puck the World. But real quick, let's take a look at the Thursday night NFL game. Very good.
Welcome, players.
You're welcome.
Are you up for more Maller mayhem?
Yeah!
It's time now with Benny versus the Penny.
We do all the games on Friday. You can find out when on social media. I'll tweet out a link to that. But good teams win, great teams cover, as all gamblers say. So Thursday night football, Denver 3-3. They've lost three straight after winning their first three. Cleveland 3-3. It's on Fox. You better watch. Joe Buck, Troy Aikman have the call. And the Cleveland Browns, they opened a 5-point favorite, 6-point favorite on the early line, but they are at 1.5 because of injuries. Mostly cloudy at First Energy Stadium in Northern Ohio. And 61 degrees at kickoff. And I am taking Benny versus the Penny, the Browns. Now, we are at the point in the season where injuries dictate where you place your money. And Cleveland has everybody out. Nick Chubb gone, calf injury, not playing. Kareem Hunt, star running back, gone, calf injury. He not playing. Baker Mayfield going to miss this game. The offensive line is tattered and dinged up. And still, my money's on Case Keenum, the backup quarterback, who is actually either a lateral move or a slight upgrade at quarterback. Gritty gutty will work the ball down the field. It's going to be a close game, nip and tuck game. Denver, see, here's the problem. They got their own issues. Did you know that Vic Fangio's Broncos have not even held a lead during the last 10 quarters? 2.5 games they've not had the lead in. And as soon as they started playing better teams, they've been exposed. Von Miller's defense. Did you see the numbers on this, right? They had allowed 26 points total in three games against tomato cans. They've now given up an average of 28 points a game in Denver the last three. Teddy Bridgewater, supposed to play. He hadn't been good. What happened to Teddy? First time in his career he's failed to cover three games in a row, and he had all those big gaudy passing numbers. The last three games, he's averaging 6.5 yards per pass attempt, has a passer rating of around 86, 87. He sucks. So I am short week. I'm going to bet on the Cleveland defense, which is pretty much together, that will be the top unit on the field. So I'll bet on the Browns defense and them to score just enough points to win the game. Browns 20 and the Broncos 17. And the Penny picks.
Ben, the Penny is going with the Broncos.
Yes, Coop, you're a Bronco fan, of course.
I just want to say, if the Broncos do lose this game,
yes,
don't come back to Denver, Vic. Just stay there.
Are you announcing that this is a win or you will fire the coach game?
Absolutely. In fact, the entire coaching staff should just stay in Cleveland if they lose this game.
Okay. There you go. I know that strip club John guy in Cleveland. He runs the strip joint, one of the big strip joints in town. He can hang out with them at the jiggle joint, the ballet. Let's get over to Eddie Garcia.
Going really fast. Going back to the Moneyball thing.
Yes.
You forgot that the whole thing was that they actually had the old school starting pitching, right? They had three solid starting pitchers. Mark Mulder, Barry Zito, and Tim Hudson.
Yes, but as Moneyball evolved.
Yeah, well now it's the
they went
now they're
for,
going to the pitching side.
They went for weaknesses in the market.
Yeah.
Now you could argue that since everyone wants to get relief pitchers, that the value is actually to find starting pitchers. Let's get to Eddie right now. Hockey, hockey, hockey. And we will puck the World with Eddie Garcia.
All right, Ben, well, the regular season in the NHL is underway. Most teams have played about three games, a couple have played two, a couple have played four, but for the most part, every team's got three games under their belt so far, and it's, of course, very early, but just looking at the standings, some of the surprises in the Atlantic Division, the Buffalo Sabres will be one of the worst teams in the league.
No, they're back in.
Well, they're 3-0 to start the season, so congrats, Buffalo.
Don't spit on Buffalo.
And Detroit 2-0-1 through three games. They're in third place right now, but again, that's
Red
not going to last.
Red Wings are back, Eddie.
Yeah. Montreal Canadiens are 0-4. They had that surprising Stanley Cup run last year. This is the team they're going
to
be this
year. What happened to the Habs?
Well, they're best defensemen's out for the year, and their goaltender is in the player assistance program. And
that's not a good sign.
No, it's going to be a long year for the Montreal Canadiens.
Assistance for what?
Mental health issues is what they say. So I don't know.
Tread lightly, Roberto. Tread lightly.
No.
Okay.
that's in the Atlantic Division. The Metropolitan Division, Pittsburgh Penguins don't have Evgeny Malkin or Sidney Crosby because they're hurt, and they're still on the top of the standings right now at 2-0-2. They just continue to play good hockey. The New York Islanders, a lot of people picking them to maybe go to the Stanley Cup final, but they're off to a slow start at 1-2. Again, it's super early. Central Division, no big surprises so far there. In the Pacific Division, San Jose is 2-0. That is not going to last. And the Vegas Golden Knights.
You're very negative, Eddie. All these teams playing
well.
You're just being a realistic negative talk show host.
Sharks fans know. Vegas Golden Knights are 1-2 to start the year, and they've been hit by injuries already. So a little slow start for the folks in Vegas who think they could win the Stanley Cup this year. Austin Matthews, last year's goal-scoring champ, though, didn't start the season because he was hurt, but he is back on the ice now.
Eddie,
do you think
I will live long enough to see the Toronto Maple Leafs win the Stanley Cup?
Probably not.
Okay.
One of the big stories going into the season was the contract status of Brady Tkachuk of the Ottawa Senators. Right before the season starts, he signs a 7-year, $57.5 million contract. He's going to make his debut, they say, tonight against the Sharks. Nikita Kucherov for the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Former
MVP and scoring champ. He is going to miss months, apparently, with a lower body injury. Of course, they won
the
cup last year.
Roberto, stop.
You're making the drop, Roberto?
Come on, man.
Good job.
That's right.
Good job. Of course, they won the Stanley Cup last year without him playing most of the season, so it's not that big of a deal. They'll be fine without him, and then he'll be healthy and ready for the playoffs. Mention the Vegas Golden Knights. Their top goal scorer, Max Pacioretty, out week to week with a broken bone in his foot, and their overall scoring leader from last year, Captain Mark Stone, also week to week with a lower body injury. Mike Sullivan of the Pittsburgh Penguins became the all-time winningest coach in that franchise's history with a victory over the Blackhawks on Saturday. He passed Dan Bylsma on the all-time coaching list there in Pittsburgh. Alexander Ovechkin scored three goals so far on the season. He is now into fifth on the all-time goal-scoring list. He passed Marcel Dion.
What about my fun fact that he's tied for second all-time empty net goals behind Gretzky? He's tied with Marian Hossa.
Empty net goals are...
It's a great stat, Eddie. I know. It's wonderful.
He's nine away from Brett Hull and fourth on the all-time
goal scoring list. I could score an empty net goal.
It depends on where you are. Boston Bruins signed defenseman Charlie McAvoy, 8-year, $76 million contract, biggest contract ever given out by the Boston Bruins franchise. Predators signed defenseman Matthias Ekholm, 4 years, $25 million. San Jose Sharks forward Evander Kane suspended 21 games without pay. $1.7 million he's going to lose the salary because he used a fake COVID-19 vaccination card.
Which story is better? The NBA story with Kyrie Irving, who just won't get the vaccine so he can't play, or this guy who got the fake vax card and now he can't play?
Oh, I think this is a better story.
I agree with Kyrie.
Is a bigger name, so you know it gets more headlines.
No, but this guy, there was a story about him gambling, and there was the investigation.
No, it's a better story. He's a better story.
Yeah.
A couple of downer notes to close out the world here. Well, Hockey Hall of Famer Mike Bossy revealed he is suffering from lung cancer.
Wow.
He's 64 years old. Was a superstar in the 70s and 80s. Helped the Islanders win four Stanley Cup titles.
That's tough.
So we wish him well. And former NHL player Jimmy Hayes had cocaine and fentanyl in his system when he died on August the 23rd at the age of 31. Played 7 years in the NHL. His brother's a star player for the Philadelphia Flyers.
Fentanyl, right?
Fentanyl,
That's the thing, man.
Yeah, that's not good.
Frickin' fentanyl.
Yeah, that is.
I said frickin', Roberto.
That is unfortunate.
No, I'm seriously.
No, I know.
You know. I mean, you shouldn't do drugs, but you do drugs, you think you're getting one thing, and they put that fentanyl in there, and then boom.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting. His wife said she was shocked. She had no clue he had any drug issues, but his dad said that he had encouraged his son to, like, you know, get treatment and whatnot. So it was
he was like like on the weekends kind of thing. Like, was that kind of thing, or was it a little hardcore?
I don't know, but it's
interesting. Right connection, man.
Interesting. His dad knew about it, and his wife didn't.
Eddie in L.A. here. Yeah. There's a lot of weekend warriors there that party on the weekend, and then
it blows my mind that this happens to these celebrities or really rich people. You think that they would have enough money to get
the good stuff?
Yeah,
but
I don't know that he's really rich though, Coop. This isn't, you know, a superstar. He was just a guy. No disrespect intended. He was not a superstar player. But he made money, you know, playing hockey. I'm sure he wasn't poor either, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. No, I mean, I hear what Coop's arguing, but you know, sometimes you don't know the people. Even though you have a lot of money, you don't know the people. You'd assume in those circles that there's everyone knows a guy, right? There's always that guy.
And that's your Puck the World Report.
All right. Thank you for that, Eddie. Appreciate it. Very, very exciting. Yeah, let's say hello to Cowboy. Cowboy, I can give you 30 seconds, Cowboy. Is that enough? I know you've been on hold, but is that good enough, or do you want to call back tomorrow?
Well, that's good enough for the time being. Get well soon, Mike Bossy. My buddy Tim Loxton was 67. Tuesday's the older brother, my bestie, Jamie Loxton. And today, or yesterday, was 50. And today, Manfred Mann, an old British invasion singer, is 81. Featured people of Mom, Bucks and Blondes and Black Cowboys. Man, everybody.
Okay. Cowboy knows the clock better than I do. Straight ahead. I need some judges, a few judges. I can't have too many judges because I got limited time, but we will have a radio game show. Is it a fact or is it fiction? We'll get to that. We'll do it next. Coochie. Come on. That's not even a good drop. It's too quick.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
From peasants to patriarchs, everyone is welcome in the secret society that is the Maller Militia. Listen live from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. But catch up on shows you missed on demand around the clock via the podcast. Tell your friends and enemies about the virtues of the Ben Maller Show. Subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your audio content and give us a 5-star review. It helps supersize the Maller brand. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Please transmit immediately.
Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies.
Is it fact or fiction?
Let's face some raw facts.
Lies, 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 yeah.
On the Ben Maller Show.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fact or fiction? Let's welcome in our judges right now. We say hello to the power couple, Jack the Judge and Leslie in Bradenton, Florida, spring training home with the Pirates. Hello, Leslie!
Oh, no, it's me, Ben. Good
morning. We got Jack! We got Jack! Jack in the box! What's going on, Jack?
Well, we're very disappointed that the Rays don't get another shot at your L.A. Dodgers.
They might. I guess they don't play in spring training. But, yeah, it was like the Dodgers are on life support now, Jack. The Dodgers.
Well, that is true. Yeah, I see that. I didn't realize the playoffs were 2-3-2, so I didn't know that.
Yeah. They might not be the last two if the Dodgers don't win today. So anyway.
Yeah, I'd like to see the Dodgers and Red Sox, but doesn't look like that's going to happen.
Well, I'll take the Dodgers against anybody. Jack, you and eight of your friends, I'll take. Hold on a sec, Jack. We got Jack the Judge, our friend Tammy in Montana. Hello, Tammy.
Hey, Ben. How dare you take the Browns? You know what's going to happen to your Dodgers now.
Well, what's that?
They're going to lose.
No,
go Broncos.
Not. Oh, please. All right. You should be happy I picked the Browns. Credit card Gordon. Hello, Gordy.
Good morning, Big Ben. How you doing? I love that Puck the World segment.
It's all for you, Gordy. It's all for you. We miss you, buddy. You had a call earlier so we can goof on you. You haven't called in a while, at least early.
I called yesterday, and
that's
my
a while.
Eyes are glazing over. You're talking about the NBA.
Yeah. I did that just to annoy you. All right. That's all for the judges. All right, real quick, story number one, laws of nature. Carl Anthony Towns of Minnesota loves gorillas, at least to fire him up for games. A cat revealing that he, before games, likes to queue up videos of gorillas fighting to pump him up. That's why the Timberwolves are so good, unless that's not true. Well, A.J. Brown getting some love from Chipotle, the Mexican restaurant there, where he claims he lost 8 pounds in 24 hours or something like that. He had food poisoning. So Nashville locations have offered him a lifetime pass for a free burrito or bowl so they can prove that their feet, their food, they have food with integrity. And story number three, Halle Berry might be 55 years old, but that doesn't mean she can't play the part of a top-level athlete. Berry is set to star as an MMA fighter in an upcoming film titled Bruised, which she will also direct. In the film, she leaves professional MMA in disgrace and joins a brutal underground fight ring, unless we made that up. All right, let's go to the judges' scorecards here. Jack, one, two, or three, Jack?
Number one, Ben.
All right, Jack. Thank you, buddy.
Number one.
Tammy, one, two, or three?
Number one, because you're number one, Ben.
Oh, thank you so sweet, Tammy. Credit card, Gordon. Quickly, Gordy.
Numero uno.
Numero uno. You all cheat. You got it wrong. Number two. Number two was the face.
Got a murder. Got to go.
He didn't get offered the card.